Federal authorities have charged a man from a city outside of Boston with conspiring to destroy a smartphone in order to impede their investigation of a plot to kill Massachusetts police officers, a plot that was revealed when police shot and killed a man Tuesday. This second man, David Wright, is being held without bail until his probable cause hearing in 2 weeks. He made his first court appearance yesterday. Reporter Fred Tice from Here Now contributor WBUR reports.
An FBI agent says in an affidavit the Bureau had been investigating Wright for terrorism-related offenses. He was being investigated along with Usama Rahim, the Boston man FBI agents and Boston police shot fatally Tuesday. The agent says last week Rahim ordered a Bowie or a Marine fighting knife from Amazon.com. The next day, the agent says, Rahim called Wright. Federal agents recorded the call, and in it, the FBI says Rahim told Wright about the knife and informed him of a plan to kill someone outside Massachusetts. Boston Police Commissioner William Evans says Rahim had mentioned targets outside the Boston area, including Pamela Geller. She's the woman behind a recent contest in Texas to draw pictures of the Prophet Muhammad. That contest was the target of two gunmen. Sunday, the FBI agent says, Rahim and Wright met a third person on a beach in Rhode Island. The FBI says when he was questioned at his home, Wright confessed that the plans included the beheading of a victim in another state. Shannon Irwin, a spokeswoman for the Muslim Justice League, says the interrogation raises questions.
We're particularly concerned to have heard the defendant was denied access to his counsel when counsel was trying to locate him. And when she was outside the house where he was being interrogated.
The FBI affidavit says at 5 a.m. Tuesday, Rahim called Wright and told him he'd changed his plans. The agent says Rahim was now planning to kill police officers in Massachusetts either Tuesday or yesterday. Boston Police Commissioner William Evans says his force had already been on guard.
Over the last couple of weeks, we had got intelligence from our Boston Regional Intelligence that military and law enforcement lives were a threat.
Immediately after Rahim's Tuesday morning phone call to Wright, Boston police and the FBI moved in on him, shooting him fatally in a Boston parking lot. Evans says surveillance video shows officers approaching Rahim with no weapons drawn. And then, Evans says, Rahim lunges at officers with a large knife.
At that point, the video clearly shows these four or five officers backtracking away from the suspect as he's coming at them.
Evans says Rahim was hit three times, but not in the back while he was on a cell phone to his father, as his brother and imam has claimed. Clergymen and leaders of the African American community were shown surveillance video of the confrontation. Afterwards, Darnell Williams of the Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts confirmed that the video contradicts the claims made by Rahim's brother.
What the video does reveal to us very clearly is that the individual was not on the cell phone, the individual was not shot in the back, and that the information that was reported by others that was the case is inaccurate.
But a Muslim cleric who saw the video finds it inconclusive. Abdullah Farouk is imam of the Mosque for the Praising of Allah in Boston.
I don't think that he was shot in the back by virtue of that. However, we couldn't see clearly at all whether he had brandishing a knife or not.
Farouk says he's known Rahim since he was 5 years old. He says he occasionally attended Friday prayers.
I know his family. His mother's a nurse. She's a wonderful woman. His brother's imam. The other brother is a realtor and businessman. So, I mean, his family's a good family.
The brother, who is a realtor, was at Boston police headquarters yesterday, but he did not want to speak. Another Muslim cleric from the Mosque for the Praising of Allah, Naib Ismail Abdul Rashid, describes Usama Rahim as very pleasant.
Youthful, very intelligent, very, very calm. Very calm.
Abdul Rashid says he'd seen Rahim at prayers maybe 2 weeks ago, and he provided another connection between Rashid and David Wright, whom he says he also knows. Wright, he says, is the nephew of Usama Rahim. For Here and Now, I'm Fred Tice in Boston.